I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Back on the Blitz, crispy chicken, sizzling bacon, Monterey Jack cheese, and tangy honey mustard. Now that's how Whataburger does a club sandwich.
Bro, Whataburger.
The Blitz is giving away $50 prize packs from Whataburger this week. Listen to win and try the Whataburger honey mustard What a Chicken Club for free here for a limited time.
I need to try that.
Yeah, well, we're going to be giving one of these away very soon.
I'm in that cycle where I only get the same things at Whataburger every time I go. There's like...
I just get burgers there. That's it. I love the burgers.
I get either like a double Whataburger with grilled onions and jalapenos, or I get a patty melt, which is probably my favorite. That's my go-to is patty melt. But then sometimes I like the honey barbecue chicken strip sandwich. That thing is super good. But you can't
try that.
You can't eat it on the road though, because you'll have barbecue sauce on your shirt, and that's always embarrassing.
Well, that's why I'm always just going for the burger, because it's a safe eat while you're driving.
Yeah.
But you probably shouldn't eat and drive, but sometimes you're in a hurry.
That's true.
That's why those places exist. 713-780-ESPN.
Don't you judge me for eating and driving.
No, I only judge you for throwing crap out the window and pissing off old men and Priuses.
It was an apple core. I threw an apple core out the window.
Yeah, it was a couple years ago, and then an old man chased him down in a Prius. Which, if you're driving a Prius, then you and I probably are mortal enemies anyway.
Yeah.
But, oh well. 713-780-ESPN. I wanted to mention something real quick, because we haven't had a chance to talk much about the Astros, but nice job this weekend sweeping my Jays, and Lance McCullers up. So get a chance to see another one of these young guys who hopefully will turn out to be good, but he's pitching tonight. I went to the game Saturday, and I got to say, the game day experience there, I don't know if I'm going back this year.
What?
Unless
what's
I,
wrong with
well,
it?
I have a friend
I
who
been,
has,
I haven't been this year, but what's the problem?
I have a friend who has really good seats, so when he goes and I go with him, they're like right behind the dugout on the right field side.
Okay.
I'll go, but we went last minute. We decided after the race, after American Pharoah won, which we'll get to at some point today.
Not even close either.
Yeah, well, there's a lot to get into. We'll dive into that next hour. But after we won the race, we said, okay, let's go to the game. And so Val just bought a ticket, and I used my pass, and we just went and sat up in the nosebleeds, where there are no beer guys. They make it really hard on you to get beer, which I think is crazy. And so all the lines for the beer were ridiculous. And it was a pretty good crowd, too, for a Saturday night. But people, when you go to games, whether it's basketball or football or baseball, do not go to your seats while the game is going on. All you have to do is wait until, even between batters is fine. But I literally could not watch the game after three innings. We finally left and just went and sat and did a bar hop around Minute Maid and watched the game on the TVs, because you couldn't see anything of the game because people would not sit down the entire time.
Yeah.
They just keep getting up during pitching. And I know down low they hold up the sign, so you can't actually do it until the at-bat's over. But it made it just a ridiculous experience. It wasn't any fun at all. And I don't think I'm going back, because I don't go to a game to look at your ass the whole time. And I this is like the third time this has happened. And finally, we didn't even stay in the seats. We just got up and left and went somewhere else. So, guys, if you're going to games, and you're probably the same people who are leaning back in the planes because you don't care about anybody else except for yourself. But some people are actually there trying to watch the team and watch the game. You can wait 30 seconds of your life before you go sit down. Just wait till either the inning's over or even between batters. That's all you got to do. No, get up five times. And then people are in the wrong seat, so they're having to get up and move, and those people are standing up. And literally for three innings, I maybe got to see four pitches.
Yeesh.
So
yeah, that's I mean that's one thing that I like about like hockey. You go to a hockey game or a basketball game when it's live. You can't go back to your seat. You're stuck there waiting. You know, if you had to go to the bathroom or the concession stand, you wait until the play's dead, then you can go down. Baseball,
the Rockets games that I've gone to, though?
They're not enforcing that?
No.
Really?
The same thing happened to not the last game I went to.
Were you sitting up upper level?
Upper level, yeah.
Yeah, the upper level, they don't care.
Well, upper level, those people are actually fans. It's the ones when you're down low. Those are the ones that are walking in front of you the whole time.
But those are also people who there's money on. I mean, that's who's bringing in money.
Yeah.
And
so they can do whatever they want. But it was, it just, to me, and plus they have a bunch of stuff closed on that upper level now. I can understand Bluebell being closed. That one doesn't surprise
Super
me.
Super unfortunate, though.
But, yeah, it just.
Can you at least get like a little mini helmet filled with hot fudge and sprinkles?
I don't think so.
Damn.
I think that's gone forever, or at least for a while. But they just had a lot of stuff closed, and it was just and the place feels dirty now. That stadium feels dirty to me, and it's not old enough to feel dirty. Anyway, that's my rant. I just wanted to go and watch some baseball. Instead, I got to see a bunch of people getting up and down and not paying any attention to the game. I'm glad they actually had a crowd, though. That was good. 713-780-ESPN. And see, I'm getting texts from the idiots who do that. It's like, oh, just suck it up. No, I'm not paying money to watch you get up and down. You're just not going to get it. So I hope that there's some people listening here who actually have been going to games.
Well, to be fair, you did use your press pass. You could have gone and sat in the press box where that
could
doesn't
have.
Happen.
Yeah, but I don't have to sit around people I don't like. But
that's true.
I actually chose to sit with my wife. But I could have gone wherever I wanted, but I just wanted to watch the game. What's wrong with that? I get that some people go to be social. That's fine. But I just want to watch a baseball game. And no fun whatsoever. 713-780.
You sure you're not just salty because the Blue Jays lost?
No, I wanted the Astros to win. Now, last year when the Astros were garbage and the Jays were decent, I wanted the Jays to win.
Okay.
This year, since it's the other way around, I wanted the Astros to win.
Okay.
No,
You didn't show up in Jay's gear?
No, I did not.
Okay,
my wife was actually wearing her Astros jersey.
Okay, so good.
The
front runners.
Hey, man. I've always been an Astros fan. Even not so much the last few years. I've gotten sick of them, but can you blame me?
No.
Funny, though, I did get an email from one of our listeners who was complaining about the exact same thing happened to them Saturday when they went to the game. And I'm kind of like, they had to get up and leave. So just a hint, if people around you are getting up and leaving, you probably suck as a human being. Anyway, and I was in a great mood Saturday, man. I made the people some money on the Preakness. I gave them the pick four.
Yeah.
I gave them the pick three. And for $10, I gave them a $240 trifecta.
Nice.
So that was
pretty solid to the people.
Yeah. I'm glad. I got a lot of people who tweeted me that they did that.
Is there a Triple Crown winner?
Talk about that next hour.
Okay.
I think there's a possibility. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting.
J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Plus, get free premium delivery on any bed with base. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store today.